Folks, thank you for joining us tonight and ending your year with us. Give yourselves a round of applause. Really appreciate you being here. So folks, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my childhood. I had a little bit of an unconventional upbringing. Until the age of 16, I actually spent my life living in hotels. My father was the general manager, and part of the job is that the general manager and their family live on site in the hotel. There was one hotel in particular that always sticks out in my memory because it was so beautiful. You know, it was one of those old school classic opulent hotels, cavernous lobby, chandeliers, marble floors, brass fixtures, the old classic beauty. And I loved living there, okay? Because being a kid in a hotel is the best place to be. Calling room service in the middle of the night, asking for whatever you want, okay? Being pushed up and down the hallways on the baggage carts by very bored bellboys looking for something to pass the time. Though I was informed by my mother that I was not allowed to be disruptive, but I was allowed to be helpful. So my playtime also involved helping housekeeping make beds, put those little shampoos out right, learn how to make floral arrangements with the florist. It was great. But as much fun as I had, unfortunately, my father had to do the work because living on site meant being on the job 24/7. Okay, anything that came up, he got a phone call. Okay, naked air hostesses frolic in the pool at 3 a.m. My dad got a call. Dead model next to the pool. My dad got a call. A Bollywood superstar drops her trousers and leaves more than a hit song in the garden for people to clean up. My dad got a call, unfortunately for that. Which also incidentally happened at the pool, which is why I'm pretty sure I only like swimming at the beach. I was writing this story and I was like, ooh, I think I can draw a connection there. But I don't think my father ever worked as hard as he did at Christmas, okay? Because Christmas at a hotel is serious business, okay? And I have to tell you, this was a hotel in India managed by a Hindu general manager, okay? We were not doing this for spiritual reasons, okay? My dad was not trying to get prime seats in the kingdom of heaven. He was doing it for the business, okay? Because what people don't realize in the West, particularly in America, is that the war on Christmas has been fought and was very clearly won by Christmas, okay? Because the East loves Christmas, okay? Across Asia, Africa, and the Middle East, Mariah Carey is blasting in a shopping mall. People's glitter budgets are through the roof. Okay, there are poor, small, skinny women pretending to be a portly man because someone got COVID and they're just figuring it out. They're figuring it out and doing their best. Okay, the East takes it seriously, and I think I know why the East loves Christmas so much. Okay, because we all love a little decoration and light. Who doesn't love a present, you know? And most of all, I think my brown brothers and sisters love Christmas so much because, folks, it is the one time of year our white friends season their food. Okay? Because year-round it is pepper and prayers. Okay? But one month of the year, one glorious month, December hits and everyone opens their spice cabinets. Okay, out comes the ginger, the peppermint, the vanilla, the clove, the cinnamon. Oh my goodness. What a time to be alive. It's funny, and I understand why, right? Because if this was Santa's holiday, you could get away with milk and cookies. But you are celebrating the birthday of an Asian man, and you need to respect that. So we in the East get behind that. And Christmas in a hotel, I knew it was coming because the plants started getting swapped out for poinsettias. And that's when I knew things were going to kick off. And after the poinsettias came in, out came the 30-foot-tall tree, impeccably decorated, the carolers that filled that lobby with warmth, and my favorite part of Christmas,
the life-size gingerbread house that they used to sell smaller gingerbread houses in. Okay? I was told every year by my mother that I was not allowed to lick it. But yet, every year, first week of January, when they came to take that down, I saw bite marks. I saw bite marks far too high for it to have been children. Which is why, as a very young person, I learned that even adults sometimes let their intrusive thoughts win. I learned that early. But my father put so much effort into making Christmas special for everyone in the hotel. But he didn't forget about me, either. All that love and joy that he put outside the home, my mother and father also put into the home. Even though we didn't have a 30-foot-tall tree, we definitely had our own tree, filled underneath with presents that were not fake and empty, like the downstairs tree, so clearly superior here. And I saw as a child the love and care and time that my parents put into making Christmas special, and I identified a weakness that I could exploit. Because one year, I was around 6 or 7, and this was a particularly bountiful Christmas, right? But I saw all of that, that love, and I wanted to take advantage of it to get one more present. Okay, so Christmas morning, there I was. My extended family was in town. They coordinated on presents. So not only did I get a doll, but I got an outfit from the doll from my grandparents, the hat and the shoes from my uncle and aunt. I was solid, okay? They came in clutch. And I opened all of these presents, and when I got to the end, I realized there was no present from Santa. Now, let's be clear. I did not believe in Santa at this point in my life, okay? I had wised up. I was 7. I was a grown-up now, okay? Because I didn't believe the whole Santa thing, all right? Because I did not believe you could get across the world in one night, okay? I had been in Mumbai traffic. There was no way, okay? Plus, I didn't get Santa's whole deal, okay? Because European people don't generally come to India to leave us stuff. That's not really their MO. Maybe like a train set, otherwise. One colonial history person, that was for you. I hope you enjoy that. No, but I noticed there wasn't a present, and so I was like, all right, this is my moment. This is my chance. So I put on my game face, AKA a little quivering pout, the big Disney eyes. And I went right to the center of my family and went, does Santa not love me? Yeah, I see the parents in the room were like, oof. Yeah, I realized I had been a little too effective at that because my parents' faces fell. My family ran into the kitchen for a family meeting. And I was like, all right, this is it. Okay, they're going to come out with a surprise toy. No. They're gonna go take me to the shop and buy a new toy. No! They're gonna call for reinforcements and like 10 people are gonna show up with gifts. Ha ha! It's not really what happened. My family came out of the kitchen and were like, hey, you know those shoes and bag from your grandparents? Surprise, psych, that was from Santa. I was appalled. I was like, how dare you? Do you think I'm 5? Come on. I've been on this planet long enough. I tried to hustle you out of a present and you hustled me. But then I realized, did Santa just steal a present from a nice Indian family? Maybe Santa's real after all. Thank you very much, folks. I really appreciate you listening to my story. Thank you.